This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And if you're watching us on YouTube at the Team 980, you're seeing a scrambling Anthony Haney. Your headphone broke?
It just broke. What?
You only wear one side anyway.
I fear this is the good side.
Is the other side workable? Can you switch it?
Actually, this is the good side, but I'm still confused why this broke.
That I think is an easy. It just pops back in. Just get it lined up, and yep, there up there you go.
Okay, I was a little concerned.
When mine falls off, it's like a whole pad that I got to put back on. Whoa, it's also hiding the fact that I got a real alfalfa situation going on in the back of my head right now. Your boy needs a haircut. Bad. And the headphones are keeping the hair in place.
Let's move down. Then.
It looks fine on camera straight on. Buddy, if I turn to the side, it'd be a bad situation.
Oh, man.
You know it's a good situation? Commanders-Ravens. It's an exciting football game where there will be lots of players who will have big impact. Our goal at this time is to pick six, not named Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels. They're going to be the most impactful. We call it the pick six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is cool!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, Anthony, you missed last week. I let Essek go first, but you're back, and I'm still going to let you go first.
You are a kind person, Craig.
I am kind. Also, I like to react off of what you do. So, you know, just leaves things open. I like the rhythm.
Number one, Mr. Hoffman. I'm going to go with a veteran on the offensive side of the ball. And that veteran is Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz. I think he has an opportunity to have a good impact on the game. I think when you look back at the game against the Raiders where Brock Bowers was able to get off. And there was another game that had a tight end that was able to have a huge game. I'm expecting this veteran guy to just be able to, you know, be there, be a security blanket for Jaden. I think last week he had a couple of drops that, you know, very unlike Ertz.
He did have a couple, but he also had a couple of big catches.
Like, yeah, he did.
He was involved. He was impactful.
So I think... him, and also I think it just relieves some of the pressure on the receivers. They have Brandon Stevens. They have Marlon Humphreys. I think, and Kyle Hamilton. I think if there's a guy that you're going to attack in that secondary, it's going to be Marcus Williams. He hasn't played particularly well. I think he has one of the lower PFF grades among safeties. So I think if we're going to pick matchups, I think Zach Ertz has a really good chance to pick up some crucial first downs, extend some drives, and, you know, be that reliable person that he's been for Jaden all season long.
I think it's a great pick. I think that it's going to be really important for them to run the football this weekend, obviously. And so your tight ends are going to get involved in that. But then can you make plays out of the heavy personnel groupings? And can you, you know, I also think that getting some of Baltimore's coverage players on the field or off the field is huge. So those multiple tight end sets become really, really important. And Zach is the guy that can create some great matchups for you on that. I definitely think also the safety blanket stuff. Like, you're probably going to face a few more third downs. You're probably going to face a couple more key situations. You're going to have to convert in the red zone. You know, you can't kick field goals against this Baltimore team. You got to get touchdowns. And, you know, we saw last week two plays in a row where he could have had touchdowns, or they're looking for Ertz in the red zone, and one's the incompletion, one's the interception. So he's obviously someone they look for down there. So I think Zach Ertz is pretty much always a great call, but I definitely understand why you put him first this week. All right, let's get technical. Number two. Daron Payne. I struggle between Allen and Payne, but I'm going to go Daron because I think he's the guy that they've moved around a little bit more, which kind of goes back to something. By the way, this show occasionally makes good points. In the offseason, We did a countdown of the most important Commanders for the 2024 season. We put Jerron Payne ahead of John Allen under the premise that in this, hey, let's move people around and try to create matchups version of the Washington defense, that Jerron would have more flexibility than John. Correct. Good job, Craig. Nailed that one. And I think in this game, that matters a lot. Jerron's ability to play on the edge, because he's so big and physical and has that defensive tackle body, but is so absurdly quick and his hands and his feet are so good that he can play on the edge, I think becomes really important against a Baltimore team that is going to try to get on the edge in the running game. Yes, Derrick Henry is a load of a running back, but he plays like a speed back. They want to get him outside. They want to get him on the edge and then let him stiff arm little guys. And if Jerron Payne can blow up some of those outside zone type of plays, some of those stretch plays, then that's great. If he can chin a guard that pulls on him, that is really helpful. And so Jerron, and they can also be big without playing bigger personnel, if that makes sense. They can play John, Jerron, and Johnny Newton together. They can use some different types of fronts, and Jerron's versatility is the key to that. He can play anything from a nose tackle to a one technique, a three technique, a five technique. Like, you can play him as outside the tight end. You could do whatever you want with Jerron Payne. And I think they're going to have to move him around. They're going to have to play some anticipation. And his versatility is enormous this weekend. He's played really well the last couple weeks. I think Jerron Payne, let's win more than rock, paper, scissors. Let's win a football game. Jerron Payne, number two.
I love the pick. I'm going to get to number three, though.
Number three.
I'm going to go with Quan Martin, Craig. I'm going Quan okay. Martin. Baltimore has two standout star tight ends, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, who blossomed into something, you know, last season, but he's really taking a huge step forward this season. I think he's going to be tasked with defending those guys to an extent. Yes, you have Louisville. Yes, you have Wagner. But I think Quan, he presents the versatility. He also has the size, the speed, to hang with those guys. So I think he's going to show up. Also, I think this is probably a good opportunity for us to get one of those takeaways. If I had to put my money on us getting a takeaway, I think Quan would be the guy. He had an opportunity last week. And Joe Witt, you know, he talked
perfectly
about
perfectly jumped a route. And yep. Then just football, meet chest plate, meet ground.
Exactly. So I think the opportunities are going to be there for us, I think. It's more so us capitalizing on those things. And Joe Witt, he's just going to encourage those guys to, you know, continue playing, and they'll come our way eventually. And I think he can possibly have one of those opportunities this weekend against one of those guys.
I think you can, and especially if you get pressure from guys like Payne and Allen inside, like Lamar will sail a couple of throws. As I said earlier in the show, Lamar is not inaccurate. He's streaky accurate. So he'll go through phases where he is lights out, and you're like, what? There is nothing we can do with this guy. Like, this is a nightmare. There's also times where he won't hit anybody. And so he'll still make plays. He'll find a big one. Like, you can never turn it off. Be like, he's having a rough time. Easy. No, it's never easy against Lamar Jackson, which is part of what makes him so good, is even when he's off, he's still so dangerous because of what he can do with his legs. And, you know, he's always one play away from turning back around. But the question I would have is, when he has an inaccurate streak and he throws a ball behind someone, over someone's head, whatever, can you take advantage and pick it? And you also mentioned earlier in the show, Lamar's got a little bit of a propensity to fumble the football. Quan's a guy that can definitely scoop or come in with a big hit late and jar a ball loose. So I think Quan Martin is a great pick. I will tell you now, I have my eyes on one of the other safeties for number four. The back half of our pick six is next, and I'll tell you which safety. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa. Wrapping up the pick six here on the Hoffman Show. Coming up in 12 minutes, how to stop Lamar Jackson through the eyes of Logan Paulson. Little Take Command Friday preview for you here on the Team 980. But let's pick it up right where we left off. Anthony said Quan Martin was his second player, our number three overall in our pick six. I told you the other safety is going to be next. Which one? Percy Butler, Jeremy Chinn, Anthony?
Number four
is Jeremy Chinn. Washington's personnel choices are going to be very interesting to me in this game. I think they have a couple of options when Baltimore has two tight ends on the field or Patrick Ricard, their 300-pound fullback. You could go base personnel. You could have Michael Walker join, or if Jordan McGee is active, McGee come up and play three linebackers on the field. Try to get Frankie Luvu in space, let those other two in Wagner and Walker probably just eat blocks. Hopefully Frankie can run around them and make a bunch of tackles on Derrick Henry. That's one way you can play it. But the way the Commanders have matched heavier personnel groupings this year, specifically 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends, which Baltimore plays a lot, is with their nickel personnel, meaning that you have five defensive backs on the field. Now, you could go big nickel, in which case Jeremy Chinn probably plays down in that nickel kind of spot, or you could have Noah Igbinoghene down there, and either way, you're bringing Jeremy Chinn down in the box, and that is why he is number four. I do think Percy Butler is really important in this game. So, Anthony, are you going to pick Percy Butler? We can have all three safeties here.
No, I wasn't going to pick Percy.
Okay. Percy. I very easily could pick Percy because I think he's the guy that can match up with Isaiah Likely. I think he's the guy that can match up with Justice Hill as a coverage player, and that those two responsibilities are really important. I think Chinn can also match up with Likely. He's very, very big. He runs well enough. But his size in the box solves, in theory, the problem that Washington has, which is you want speed and size on the field together. And Chinn is big enough and has enough skill in terms of taking on blocks, enough experience that he can take on a pulling guard or knows how to navigate a 300-pound fullback in a way that most safeties in this league can't. He is a hybrid type of player. And you need speed on the field because Lamar's really fast and Derrick Henry's really fast and Justice Hill is really fast. And they use a lot of misdirection. And you have to be able to run with Baltimore. And so Chinn's ability to play kind of two positions and fill two roles, I think, is really important. It's why also, by the way, this team brought him in. It's why they drafted Dominique Campton. It's why a guy like Tyler Owens is a future prospect for them. Those younger guys aren't ready to do this yet, but this has always been an important part of DQ's defense. It's how they want to play, and it puts a lot of pressure on the guy who gets stuck with that hybrid responsibility. Jeremy Chinn, you have the hybrid responsibility. I think there's some other guys that are interesting to talk about in terms of potentially they want to get funky with some personnel, you know, guys like Dante Fowler and things they can do with him. But I think Chinn is the primary guy here when you talk about stopping the run. Obviously, it starts with shedding blocks and getting off of guys and Allen and Payne doing their thing. But Chinn is kind of the linchpin in the run defense plan. And so Jeremy Chinn, number four for me slash us here in our pick six.
I love the pick of Jeremy Chinn. I think early in the season, though, what we're asking him to do this game in terms of come up, fill the lanes, actually make the tackles.
He's no coming up, bro. He's going to be in the box.
He's already going to be there. So it's more so just, I guess, completely.
I mean, I say that, but then again, Joe Witt's played more too high coverage structure, so he might have to fly down, in which case, like Payne and Allen and those guys squeezing down and, you know, mm-hmm. Frankie making sure that he's not freelancing too much. Like, you freelance enough to go make some plays. If you can shoot a gap, shoot a gap. But you got to squeeze so Chinn doesn't have to come down and fill an 8-yard gap. So some of those problems that crept up earlier in the year, like, they've done a better job. Bro, if you don't do that against Baltimore, Henry's going in. However, how many yards are between the line of scrimmage and the end zone? That's how many yards Derrick Henry's going to run for. Yeah. That's just how it is.
Number five.
I was torn on who I really wanted to go with number five. I'll ask for some help. Craig, should I go O-line or wide receiver?
Ooh. Why don't you go wide receiver? Because I was thinking about O-line, so I'll hit O-line next. That solidifies my decision.
Okay. I'm going to go with Terry McLaurin. I'm not sure. Did we pick him last week? Or did you guys pick him last week?
I do believe we did. And turns out that was a good pick.
Or did you guys pick Diami last week?
We picked both last week.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm picking one of them. I think we have a legitimate shot of explosive plays down the field, whether it's going to be Terry, whether it's going to be Diami.
Noah Brown's back.
Yeah, he might be back. You got
Luke. He is back. That just came through, actually. He's got no injury designation going into the weekend.
Oh, there it is. So we got some chance. Yeah, we got some chances for some explosive plays down the field. Baltimore's defense has been susceptible to it. I just want Terry to be more consistent as far as catching the ball. Again, he had a perfectly layered pass from Jaden, you know, to him in the back of the end zone that he dropped. It hit both his hands. But if you're going to be the premier receiver that we all are expecting you to be, you got to make those catches. And I think this is just a good opportunity for you to go out there and have a big game. Everybody's been making excuses for why Terry hasn't done this, and it'd be because of the quarterback play. Well, you have a quarterback. Let's execute. Let's go out there. Let's get this dub, man. We're going to need these explosive plays. We're going to need them. We're going to need them, man.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's such a great point with Terry, because I think sometimes you can watch the film and be like, man, Terry could have a touchdown there. Terry could have a touchdown there. Yep. There's some opportunities that are open for Jaden in scramble drills. And like, obviously, you hit him on the big one. It's not like he's not finding Terry. Terry's being found more this year than he ever has in his career, at least since like his rookie season, it feels like. But there are even more opportunities. But you also got to make do with the ones that you got, and that was a drop, the fade ball in the third quarter last week. That was a hell of a throw, one of the best throws Jaden made all day, non-scrambling, throw the ball 56 yards in the air edition. So I think that's a great call. I think Noah's interesting. I think Luke's really interesting. Yep. Jaden has shown a propensity to throw Luke on some timing routes where he has a really high level of trust, and you have to do that. I mean, watching the tape of how Burrow beat up this defense, like, there are some times where it's just like, I got T. Higgins. I know he's going to win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plant, boom, throw, bang, deep out. T. Higgins wins there. And some of those routes have gone to Luke McCaffrey this year. So I think Luke is a really critical piece, potentially picks up, you know, he might have 3 catches for, I don't know, 18 yards. But if all of them are 6-yard gains on 3rd and 4, then like, hey, man, that dude's doing his job. Plus what he does in the run game. Obviously, we saw on the B-Rob touchdown last week how effective he can be. Noah's interesting. Like, I like all these guys. I don't, you know, none of them are going to be all pros, except for maybe Terry. But all of them are good NFL football players who understand the role. And Diami, by the way, we should put him down just because he was so good on the show yesterday. If you missed that interview off the top of the show, definitely worth going to checking out. Find some time this weekend. Carve out 10 minutes for our chat with Diami Brown, Commanders receiver, here on the Hoffman Show. Okay, that means I will fulfill my promise then, Anthony. And
number 6.
I will go offensive line with Tyler Biadasz. Dan Quinn was asked, or Cliff, somebody was asked about him earlier this week, and about that veteran relationship. And it's like, yeah, no, he's been great. And, you know, we trust him with the protections, all this kind of stuff. But I think just generally the offensive line is really important this week against a Baltimore run defense that has been sensational. Washington needs to be able to run the football some. You're going to get stuffed some. That's just the way it is. But you want proof points that getting stuffed occasionally doesn't ruin your run game. Look at the Washington defense. They're one of the worst in the league yards per carry. They also were 3rd highest in the league in stuff rate. So you can have it both ways. You just got to keep going back to the well. Find the runs that work. And so the communication between not only Biadasz and Jaden to navigate a noisy crowd and all that kind of stuff are really important, but Biadasz being able to go back to the huddle, and really this is all of them, to go back to, not the huddle, the sideline and be like, hey, I think we can hit this. I'm seeing this. Like, being able to both play and take some notes at the same time, I think could be really critical for some in-game adjustments. Let's find the runs that work. It might be some of the straight ahead stuff. It might be some of the you know, hey, we're pulling here. We're doing this misdirection. But Biadasz's ability this year to get out in space, I think, has really, really been key for this team. And, you know, they've got to continue to find ways to do that on Sunday. Does that hit the main points you had for the offensive line, Andy?
Yeah, and one thing I would just add, just being wary of where Kyle Hamilton is. He's, I want to say he had like 5 or 6 sacks last season. Like,
that's,
he plays close
point
to the line, so it's more so just being wary of where he is, sliding the protection to where he is so that he isn't coming scotch-free and, you know, getting a strip sack. He had a couple of those last year. I haven't seen it much this year, but I know he's a threat for it.
Yeah, no, that's a great call. Being able to locate, find. Because that's the thing. It's like so many of these systems, and you know, Mike McDonald was the best at this, and obviously Zach Orr's not on his level yet, but he's trying. Some of their zone pressure stuff where they drop certain guys out and bring other guys, like, it's real easy if you can't figure out who's coming to call the wrong protection. Yeah. You slide left, they fake left and everybody's coming from the right. Now Jaden's got to make magic happen. And luckily for them this year, the few times that it has happened, Jaden's made a lot of magic. But you don't want to live like that. You want to be able to get the right number of people in the protection and get them assigned to the right places. And Biadasz can be super helpful against what is one of the trickier defenses that he's faced so far this year. And obviously their one loss, like Tampa got a ton of pressure. So how do they handle that? Biadasz at the center, quite literally, of it all. All right, that's our pick six. Six players. We'll see how they did on Monday at 6 o'clock as we break down the game. Of course, don't forget, Take Command postgame show will be Sunday night, road game timing. So 7:30 is our planned start time on YouTube at the Team 980, but sometime before 8:30 or so, that podcast will be in your audio feed. But for preview purposes, you don't have to go anywhere to get a little bit of Logan Paulson in your life. Logan and I's preview of how the Commanders can stop Lamar Jackson next, wrapping up final half hour of the week on the Team 980.